do da 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 da
da
da da Kashigar Niggas, non-Fragish, that's a minor with a flat five.
Avinu Malkinu.
Avinu Malkinu. Carlin or Niggin. Okay. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. What scale is that?
Minor. Major.
Both.
No.
Minor.
Minor. Minor or
Frigish. Minor or Frigish is the same thing on the top. Sa da di da do. We don't know yet, but now we're going about to find out. Da da di da da do. Da da da. Da da di da
da da da da
da da da di da 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 da. Those are two fifths and two fives on top of each other, right? Da da da
da
da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da
da
da da
da
da da
da
da da
da
da da. Same phrase we went down minor the first time and Frigish the second time. Okay. Again, even if you're not paying attention, remembering what these scales are and exactly, at least we're getting the sounds in the ear, right? These are the sounds that come up, and you'll take away that there are labels for them and that someday you could learn them. If not, then you just learn the sounds, and that's awesome. Okay? Because the sounds are enough on their own without the labels. Actually, the labels just get in the way, but it's helpful for this sort of study. Da 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 da. That's really what we need to know in every scale. We have to know where our root is and where our five is, because those are the stable notes in every scale. Da da
da
da da
da
da da da da.
Da-da-da.
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 da
da
da da da da. That's Frege-ish, but on the top end of the scale, we're converting it into something else, and this happens a lot. It's called super Frege-ish. Okay? Super Frege-ish is when you have Frege-ish, and then you start Frege-ish again on the five. Da 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 da. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just like we've started Frege-ish on the four and some of those in the minor scale sometimes. The super Frege-ish. Yeah. You've got two Frege-ishes stacked on top of each other. Da 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 da. It's a really cool scale. Okay, so super Frege-ish. It comes up. Da 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 da
da
da da da
da da
da da da da da da da. Da da di da 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 da.
Da 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 da
da. Flat 9 up on top. So normally when you get up into the above the ceiling notes, those are the notes where which many of us never touch, including I would almost never sing there, but here it is. This is where the notes are. Sometimes you have flat 9 when you're staying in the Frege scale, and if you go super Frege, you can get a major 9th, which is very cool sound, especially when you have Frege in your ear. Again, just looking at things that twist our ears, okay, and makes it interesting. All right, da 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 da, da da da. Where are we?
Major.
What note is that? That's four. From where we started. Right? Just quiz time for the... Keep you on your feet here. Da 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 da.
Da da da
da da. We all use the same phrases, just depends on how we say it. Da di da di da di da 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 da
di da di da
di 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 da da di da
di di da
di da da di da 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 da. There's your flat two in major. Da 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 da.
It's not
the same thing. I'm just saying it's there. It's an accidental really below
right.
major two, but I'm just
kind
of joking around.
Da
da da da. Da 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 di da da.
Da da di da da.
What comes before one in major? Two.
Oh,
yeah. What's the pre-cadence? Yeah. My bad question. What comes before? What's the pre-cadence in Frägisch?
Seven.
What's the pre-cadence in minor?
Four.
Could be four. You definitely 4-1, but yeah, there's nothing it's not as clear in minor where you're going to be. Okay, the other two are usually pretty clear. Da da dum 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 dum.
Da da dum 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 dum.
Da da dum 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 dum.
Da da dum dum dum.
Ah ya 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 ya. Is everywhere. Every phrase we've heard already. It's just a matter of how you give it over. Okay? Ay, 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 ay.
Ay, 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 ay.
Da, 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 da.
Da, 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 da,
da.
Da, 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 da.
making up filler material in between our posts, then you want to use these things called sequences. Right? Everybody knows what sequence is? It's where you take some series of notes, and Bach was the master at this. And then you take that sequence and you move it up or down, so that what it does is it gives a bunch of notes some coherence and direction, makes it feel like phrases are intentionally there, right? So rather than always being instead of it being constantly, you don't know what's going to happen. You have sequences give us a sense of what you can guess what's going to happen next. So di da da da, di da da da, di da di da, di da di da. Our ears get set up for things, and then as musical creators, we change those things. That's how we all take part in the composition process, right? Da 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 di da da da. We have this tritone between 7 and 3, which is very nice, and lots of times it comes out. Part of superfigish. It's sometimes they throw in a little clip from another mode just to make things interesting, and then they jump back. Back to major. Okay.
Hope you don't expect us to repeat that.
No. Da da. Da 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 took a journey to the major three for a while. We're major, did all of our riffs from major, and then we do 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 made our way back down to minor. Di da 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 da.
Di da 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 da.
Di di da 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 da.
Di da 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 da
da. Da 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 da. da da da.
Of this
major,
a remnant of major.
going to major 4.
Yeah, it's like the major 4, but it doesn't quite go there. It's just giving us a hint of that. Okay. Modihim. Usually we expect Modihim. This is Frege-ish. Okay? That's a great line. Modi. This. We're going to go through this and just experiment with it a bit, okay? Because these pieces are meant to give us riffs, give us to twist our ears, not necessarily to memorize and do exactly as such. That's why I cut the piano arrangement out of it and why the lines are all crooked, okay? Modi, actually, it probably was designed to do just such, but that's not, I guarantee you, not how Ganchoff sang it. Ganchoff was a master improviser, and he just, in fact, he probably didn't sing it this way at all. He probably just sang it some way, and then Shaul wrote it down this way.
Like that, that's sort of, this gets the gist of what he was doing.
Yeah, this is, Ganchoff was a master improviser, mm-hmm. and he had a little mustache. Along the line of mustache is actually, it's interesting to watch the, to trace the disappearance of beards on Chazonim over the course of 50 years. And like Reutemann came over with a beard this long, and then 10 years later it was this long, 10 years later it was this long, 10 years later it was, then it was a goatee, and it was a mustache, then it was just sideburns, and then there we go. Modi. Modim.
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 Modim. Anachnu lach. To go to
one.
Six wants to go to
five.
Seven wants to go to
five.
Da 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 da
da.
Okay, here we go. We're gonna do a fast review of our week. Ready? Here we go. Page 25. Nikade Eshim Chavo Olamam
Eshim Chavo Olamam
Keshem Shemagdishim Oso
Shemagdishim Oso
Dishim Eim Aroh You might just go, Kishem. We can use these structures of these things without having to necessarily do all the stuff. Just to point, remember, this is what this person's voice did. Okay? Both because he was awesome and because he had a great voice and so forth, and he had a lot of imagination. But also because these are certain riffs just work with certain people. Certain voices, and you're not meant to necessarily do every riff that somebody else did.
A lot of people pull their voices out trying to sing words of Bible, and it's just
not necessary.
Is there a trick to recognizing which are the key notes, that you have to hit, and which are the flourishes? I mean, obviously, anything that's a long line.
Yeah, for example, sometimes I held out a note a little longer, even though it was short, right? That second to last note, I don't know, I just hear that as a slightly longer. The trick is to take lessons with somebody, and until you start to hear what the style is. Yeah.
There's actually one, if you want to find one sort of notation that actually does a little of the work for you, Yehuda Lev Ne'eman, who's his stuff actually is published in Israel by Rana Notes, he actually developed a system of notation where the most important notes, are bigger, uh-huh. And the less, the more the dreidlach, the little ornaments are smaller, and so as the more structural the note is, the bigger it will be, or from having no stem to having a stem to having being very small.
What's his last name?
Ne'eman.
Right, we might not sing it exactly like that in Shul today because you might want to Shemakti Shimo So with the accent on Shim. But obviously the way there was something great about this pronunciation. Shemakti Shimo So. B'Shemayim. Your turn. Notice we're in minor, even though the Nikadesh is supposed to be in Fragish. But at some point, we have to be in Fragish, and we get to Fragish by the end. Okay? But he's doing a little bit of art here. He's starting us in minor, and then we're going to get to Fragish.
The other one started in Fragish, yeah.
And as Josh pointed out, it has this opening phrase sounds like a Fragish phrase, except that it's in minor. Nikadesh Eshimecha Ba'olam. Your turn.
Nikadesh Eshimecha Ba'olam.
Kishem Shemakdishim Oso. What's that?
Where's the Fragish?
It's not there yet.
No.
We're about to get there in Azbikol. That's why I went a little farther in this one than I did in the rest of them, because I wanted to show you the Fragish is coming.
Azbikol
Rosh Gadol Adir V'Chazak Mashmiyim Kol. Was almost like super Fragish there. Nisnaseim
Leumaserofi.
There it is. Or
Leumaserofi.
Leumaserofi. And there we are in Fragish by the end. Very clear Fragish at the end.
Where does it switch?
It switches at Seraphim, officially. And before that, it's ambiguous. Yeah, the wild places almost always are four major. Okay, not really that wild, but it's almost always, it sounds wild coming out of Fragish. It's four major. Ahaz Bekol. That's four major.
Is it only super Fragish if it's off of five? Like if it's off of four, is it not super?
Yeah, that's not super Fragish.
Okay.
So that's really interesting what he's doing there.
And they don't usually do
he hasn't made it to Fragish yet. But he's using the alternate modulation of a phrygish.
That's right.
So, we know we're in a different universe than the minor
that
we
right.
came from. And, we hear it all the time. We kind of know that we're in that phrygish.
Yeah, he's using that as a modulation, something that's kind of common to both.
Without, changing the third and changing the two.
Exactly what is the congregation supposed to be singing Kadosh Kadosh like? If this is going to work, it's more of a performance.
They just say it, mutter it, probably. What do you think? If it's if they do Nikadesh in, and it ends in minor, Kadosh, 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 and it's Bo Milfar's Godo. They mutter. It's a good. I don't know what the answer is.
Our major one works really well there.
Yeah, they might do it anyway. Right.
There's some different
tunes. Yeah, no, they definitely are around it. I think the question is, what would people do if you didn't explain this to them?
I actually think that they would do it in Frigish.
Yeah, and it would work anyway.
Response with the
four major from Frigish
that they just did.
If they did it, okay. Yeah. If they did it in, on the Omar. It's 4-1. 4-1 is in every scale. Okay, so what it does, that's why he ends on 4-1, because it gives you this opening. So, what's that? Yeah. My guess is that they leave an opening so that whatever people do is going to work. And then they go into 4 major, because that can also come out of any scale. Mm-hmm. That happens in minor, major, and Frigish. Okay?
In this way of doing it, the cantor does not repeat Kadosh. He didn't write anything for the cantor to say for that.
Right.
No,
the cantor will do kind
of. Yeah, he'd say it with them.
It's
or
just a Dobbins thing.
Sometimes
they'll do it in a different tune.
Well, But not in this setting.
Yeah, just in this setting. Yeah. Sometimes they'll just say it with the kahal, or they'll say it,
right.
Or they'll sing it, but then they'll switch, because here's where the chazanas begins.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, these are the big parts are the ones they write, and then they assume that somebody's going to figure out. Yeah.
Which nitzach is it where the kahal says, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh? It's in major. I was thinking of it as like kahal.
What's before and after?
Well, I can't remember if it's during Shacharit or Musaf.
It's not in either of those in this Musaf system.
Anybody know? We do it like that in my show, but I also can't figure out where it comes from.
Is it like that's the same melody?
No, I mean you could sing both of them at the same time. They're similar enough.
Yeah, so we're trying to figure out where the strictly made.
Oh, that's not good. That's fine.
But it's not in four. It's in the normal key.
Good. These are good questions, and let's figure it out. Let's find out where these things come from. Okay. So you guys, you're on the major, the B'nai, you're on the BJ major. Where does it come from? That's your question.
I just thought they did.
If that's a good answer, then fine.
That's just the high holidays.
Now, you also, you know a major Nusach
for the Grusha.
Yeah.
All right, let's keep doing this. We want to get through these things.
Yeah.
Ready? I really like how you guys are asking all kinds of technical questions. That's good. Okay. See, this is the thing. We ask all kinds of technical stuff. We get into technical side. And then when we go into non-technical mode, where we're just singing something, it ends up being deeper. Even if for a little while we lose that mysterious
Kadosh.
Yeah.
It's funny to talk about it like...
Yeah, so, sometimes when you study something technically, you lose that sense of mystery about it. But then it can be reclaimed at a higher level. You know, it's like Blake says, finding your higher innocence.
It's like the silence after the...
Alright. Nikadesh.
Nikadesh.
Nikadesh. Shimecha,
Nigadeh.
Mincha ba olam. You see that super phrygish? That's whenever there's a C sharp there. That's it. It's just like taking, also like taking harmonic minor. It's like playing harmonic minor, except that it was phrygish on the bottom. Okay, it's the same idea. Kishem. Shemaktishim oso. That's cool. Shemaktishim oso. Bishame. That's super phrygish. Okay? You can see it all over the place in here. You're in phrygish, but then you get that other sound coming in. It's really awesome. Okay? Kakasuf,
Kakasuf,
Haya Nebiyecha,
Haya Nebiyecha,
Bekaro Zeh Zeh, sorry, Bekaro Zeh Zeh,
Bekaro Zeh Zeh,
Nikadesh Shimcha,
Nikadesh Shimcha,
Ba'olam,
Ba'olam.
See that note that's just like in Modim Anachnu Lach that we were talking about before. Da 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 da. It's a hint. It's a hint of that other thing. Okay. Kishem,
Kishem,
Shemaktishim oso,
Shemaktishim oso.
Warning, here comes super phrygish. Shemaktishim oso,
Shemaktishim oso,
Bishemei maro. Now, you saw there was that high, here's what I'm talking about, the high nine and the flat nine. Ka ka ka, da 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 di da da, marom, shimei marom. Now here comes the next one. Ka ka, ka ka su. That was the flat nine. Ka ka su, aya nevi'echo. Super phrygish coming up. Mashmiim ko. Mishnaseim.
Mishnaseim.
Lumah
serafim. Lumah
serafim. Sorry. Seyu Masam.
Seyu Masam.
Know that phrase from the Alter Rebbe's Nigun? Ta Banam. Baruch Yomeru. It's like I actually think in this case this is an example of what you're saying. The trapdoor note is an example of voices imitating clarinets and violins, because on clarinet there's these ornaments. I play a bit of enough clarinet to, in like Balkan style to know where it's like and it's like it's got all these really interesting ornaments, and a lot of it comes just by flicking a finger. You're playing one note, you just put the other finger down and you get da 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 da. It's just one of these things that they do. All right, Magen Avon.
They didn't write that.
Okay, Shochenot, page 29. Shochenot, Maro, Bekado. Let's go here, Shochenot. Shochenot, Maro, Bekado. Befi Yisharim Tisalal.
Befi Yisharim Tisalal.
Befi Yisharim Tisalal.
Befi Yisharim Tisalal.
Uvedivarei Tzadikim Tisborach.
Uvedivarei Tzadikim Tisborach.
Uvedashon Chasidim Tisromom. Uvekerev Yedoshim.
Uvekerev Yedoshim.
Tiskadosh. Tzadikim Badonai. Aisharim Navas Hilo. Aisharim Navas Hilo.
Aisharim
Tis Halal. Aisharim Tis Halal. Aisharim Tis
Halal.
Aisharim Chasidim Tisramam. Uvekerev Yedoshim.
Uvekerev
Yedoshim. Tiskadosh. See, we're breaking it up into clauses, but you can, that way you can kind of hear how they all work, just like we were singing at the beginning of class with niggin snippets. Ti da 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 dum, tis kadash. Right? So the point is, this is not one unalterable or unkatchkoable phrase.
Or pachka.
Kachka,
pachka.
Oh boy. These are phrases that that all can be switched in. Shochenan.
Shochenan.
Marom.
Marom.
Kadosh Shemo.
Kadosh Shemo.
Zichasu Franenu Tzadikim Badonai.
Zichasu Franenu
Tzadikim Badonai. Vayesharim.
Vayesharim.
Navasihila. My mind is starting to space out and I'm losing accuracy. That's okay. Vifi Yisharim Tisala.
Vifi Yisharim Tisala.
Vivrei Tzadikim Tisparah. Uvilshon Chasidim. Shemo Shofenat
Marom
Vegadosh Chazidim Tisroman. Uvekerev Gedoshim. Tis Kadash. Focus there. Okay. That's what you want. You want to be able to lose focus and have something better come out.
Yeah.
All right.
That was the big one.
Yeah, here we go. In there, there's your C sharp note. That's four major reference. Okay, but it doesn't happen. I mean, it doesn't stay in four or anything. It just changes a note. Another way to see it is that it's the scale called Dorian, which is minor with a sharp six. And another way to see it is that the Chazonim used to talk about any time they wanted to say the word Sion or something related to Israel, they would put in that note. Because they at the time they heard that as an Israeli thing. They heard da 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 da. That was a sound that they heard in the movies. it's like an Israeli sound. And another thing, they'd either do that or they'd go boom tuck. And put that into their rhythms, and then they call that Israel. And so they put that, yeah, they put that basically anywhere that Israel was referenced.
These days we just put in Hatikvah.
Dati yesharim tisala. Here, Israel is not referenced, but you know, it's still a good note. Your turn. Another great phrase. Long whole bunch of notes, taking the place of da 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 dum. See how these things are being plugged in, you know, and then the creative people are going to take off, you know. Uvekerev gedoshim. Okay, that's enough of that.
Yeah. This one,
I think I don't want to get too much of it.
Got it.
Stuff.
Okay. You guys, we did a lot of major already today. We're going to call it there. And this has been really, really nice Nusa gathering. I felt like every day we were asking better questions and learning, and I'm learning a lot doing it, so thank you very much. And right now we're going to learn with Ellie upstairs, and then we're going to have a final singing session down here in the kindergarten. Okay, good job.
What was the piece from Alberta?